All right, welcome to Broker Boys. This is a hiatus episode. I know I said I wasn't going to do anything, and, you know, Argue This is still on hiatus. Tron's gone, and I'm pretty much right now destroying the whole house, moving everything out. So, yeah, it is what it is, but I still have my recording equipment.
Obs.
And I got my wife here with me. So,
guest star.
She's a broke girl. All girls are broke. That's why they need men to, you know, make their money for them.
Exactly. You do understand you're my sugar daddy.
Oh, God.
You're literally buying me a house.
Yes. But this is what this whole episode is going to be about. You know, things I had no idea about while buying a house. So I got a local lender out here. Like, I went through Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage is good, but they are pushy. Just so you know what you're dealing with, if you give them all the information, they're going to, like, try and, you know, push their way in and bully their way in and be like, hey, yeah, you know, you make sure you get us the deal. So, and they use kind of, like, vague, threatening language. I don't like them. That's pretty much why they lost the deal in my eyes. I was going to, you know, yeah, pull the trigger, but they're like, you don't get to see anything on paperwork until we hear a yes, which is, I'm pretty sure, against the law. So I said no. I went with a local lender out here, Bear Creek Mortgage. Shout out.
What?
And, yeah, it's literally been less than a week. She's gotten me approved. She's gotten me, you know, the loan approved, you know, just all ready to go. And things I did not know that I had to do was a home inspection. The home inspection in total cost me $550. I used Bruce Sutherland, I believe his name is. I have his card around here somewhere. But, you know, that's only if you're in, you know, Colorado Springs or adjacent areas. Don't call if you're in Texas. But, yeah, $550 for the small house. And I do have I'm moving down to a small house, so that's his cheapest price. That also got me the sewer scope, so I got to, you know, get a YouTube video of everything that's in my sewers with, you know, actual good information. He went through my attic, he went through my crawl space, the backyard, everything. He's like, this needs to get fixed. And so, and then also he did a radon test. Our radon levels are a little bit high, so we did recommend getting a radon mitigation system. Mm. It's just...
I don't know what radon is.
It's like a less deadly version of carbon monoxide.
Oh, okay.
It's a radioactive gas.
Ooh.
I know, right? I'm hoping, like, turn into a spider or get superpowers or something.
No, I've been around radioactive iodine for the last 4 years of my life, and I have not turned into anything cool.
Oh, man.
I'm still just me.
Just gives you autism. Dang.
It did.
It's made it worse. But, yeah, I mean, that's just one thing I had no idea how to do.
And it's different from the appraisal, which, yeah, I thought was the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, so... After I get all that done, and after, like, probably Monday, my loan officer is going to order the appraisal, which I have to pay for.
Is there a loan sheriff?
What? No. No. No, there's no loan sheriff. I'm like, what? Yeah, no, the loan officer is going to, you know, get it done. And, you know, get this appraisal ordered. And then once I get this appraisal ordered, then I'm going to know exactly, you know, what I can wiggle around with. Because if I offer $315,000 on the house, and if it comes in at, you know, $305,000, it's like, okay, I'll pay $305,000. And can you give me $5,000 credit for, you know, the electric panel that needs to get changed?
Yeah.
And then it goes from $315,000 to $300,000.
Yeah.
You know, she's making her money. I'm making mine. And, yeah, she has the house completely paid off.
I'm assuming I can't sing the Usher song.
Don't sing any songs. But yeah, that's it. Just a little bit of a hiatus, a little bit of an update. And also, if you get a U-Haul, do not lose your keys. It drives you crazy. It is the worst thing in the world.
However, it wasn't packed into boxes in the U-Haul.
Oh, my God. I'd have hit you if it was.
Oh, my God.
I'd have given you one, two.
No. All I did was pack some boxes. You did everything else. It fell into your shit. Your stuff.
Yeah, whatever. So, yeah, don't do that. And make sure you have a couple weeks to move out, especially if you have a larger house. Get ready to sell a bunch of stuff. If I have one piece of advice this week, don't buy anything big until you own a house.
Yep. Counts against you.
No, it doesn't count against you.
Oh, I thought it did.
No, I mean, but like, don't like buy like a large like oak table. You know, make sure if you're going to buy something, you know, big and expensive and
like a new electric panel,
like a new electric. I'm not doing any upgrades to this house. I rent here.
I know. Oh, I thought talking about our new house.
Yeah. But yeah, no, like I'm saying, like, don't buy like a table. Don't buy, you know, a nice desk. Don't buy something that's like, oh, we finally got in the room. And then 3 years later, you have to move out. So just, you know, stick with fold-out tables. They work just fine. You can fold them up. And yeah, don't have so much stuff, really.
Well, no, we're down. We're like...
Yeah, we're having to get rid of everything.
Oh, feels so good.
And then when we upgrade to a bigger house after this...
We'll get way better furniture. We'll go to IKEA.
No, we're not going to IKEA. Stay away from IKEA. If your wife doesn't know about IKEA, keep her away from that Swedish nonsense.
No. Every woman is born with the knowledge of IKEA.
Yeah, I'm sure. But thank you all for listening, and we will be back hopefully next week.
With a house.
Well, not with a house.
Little odds.
And yeah, it takes about 30 days to close, so make sure you have a good amount of time.
I thought it always had to take like 2 months or more, because I've never seen a house close so fast.
Yeah, we might be closed by the end of the month.
Which would be cool.
You know, so it'd be like a 3 week close. I'd be like, oh, wow. You know, and last Wednesday is when we looked at this house.
Yeah.
And boom.
Lisa has been amazing.
Yeah. Looked at the house Wednesday, put in the offer, got it accepted.
Within hours.
Yeah. And now we're here. Oh, yeah. And also you have to put down earnest money. So make sure you have at least $4,000 in your account. We had to put down $2,500 for this house. Just boom, right then and there. So I don't have that money no more. But it does come back to you either. They usually can just hand you back your check and be like, okay, you're good. Or after everything is said and done. You know, it just goes into like the down payment or into.
Oh, it does? That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually that's what happens. And if you have a nice dad like me, my dad is a.
Also a loan officer.
Also a loan officer. He's helping me out with this yeah. lot. But yeah, do your due diligence, do your research, find out, you know, what is legal, what is not. Ask questions. That's what these people are here for. Make them earn their money. They're going to get a percent of your house.
Yep.
Just for doing this.
Yep.
So make them earn it. So ask all the questions. Talk their ear off. You know, don't, you know, ask dumb questions. Like, what's
no
one
dumb questions.
What's one plus one? No, but like ask like, you know, intelligent questions. Do your due diligence. And yeah, they should come and help you out and. You know, so yeah, go for that. And thank you all for listening. Bye.